السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. وأسعد الله أيامكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة المذنبة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشون، اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد.
Congratulations on the occasion of Eid al-Ghadir, the greatest Eid in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Eidullah al-Akbar, which is today the 18th of the month of the Hijjah. And alhamdulillah, alladhi sharrafana wa hadana li wilayat al-imam amir al-mu'mineen alayhi salatu wa salam. We give thanks, endless thanks, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We sanctify Him for finding us worthy of receiving His ultimate gift, His ultimate blessing, and that is the wilayah, the guardianship, the leadership, the imamah of Mawla al-Muttaqeen, Mawla al-Muwahideen, wa Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. One of the most influential transmitters of hadith, muhaddithin, in the Sunni tradition. His name is Al-Muttaqi al-Hindi. He has an encyclopedia of hadith, more than 40 volumes of hadith. And the name of that encyclopedia is Kenzul Ummal, very famous within the Islamic circles. In his book, he narrates this hadith on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنه قال: ما ثبت الله تعالى حب علي في قلب مؤمن فزلت به قدر. Whenever Allah installs, ثبت installs, firmly installs the love of Ali ibn Abi Talib in the heart of a believer, that person would never slip, would never go into the wrong direction. فَزَلَّتْ بِهِ قَدَمٌ. Moreover, the hadith says, إِلَّا ثَبَّتَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَثَبَّتَ اللَّهُ قَدَمَهُ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. When Allah installs the love of Ali in his heart in this life, and he embraces this love and this guardianship and this loyalty to Ali ibn Abi Talib, then his journey in the hereafter is also safe, and Allah will strengthen him and consolidate him on the path of the Sirat, on the Sirat, on the Day of Judgment. This is the real gift from Allah. I mentioned last night briefly, very briefly at the end of the tafsir, that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives various gifts to various people. Sometimes Allah gives intelligence to some people. Sometimes Allah gives money and wealth. Sometimes Allah gives fame. Sometimes Allah gives family and children and grandchildren. Sometimes Allah gives property and land. Sometimes Allah gives influence and government and position in the community. These are gifts. But Allah saves His greatest gift and the special gift to special people. And that special gift, the ultimate gift of God, is the gift of Hidayah and guidance. And Allah does not give this guidance to anyone, to special ones who deserve it, who work hard to earn it. And an example of that gift is this sheikh who's sitting here. He just touched down from Denver, Colorado, a sheikh. Until a few years ago, he was known as Sheikh Omar al-Farooq. Today, he's proud to name himself as Sheikh Ali al-Farooq. Sheikh Ali, he hails from a prominent family in Mosul, in northern Iraq. And during his course of studies, his father sent him to study abroad. He went to Medina. He arrived late. So they said to him, you have to wait 1 year until we admit you into the Wahhabi institution. He went to Jordan. He arrived late. He went to Damascus. And in Damascus, in Syria, he will mention the story tomorrow, inshallah, during the celebration of Eid al-Ghadir here, where I ask you to come here, inshallah, to listen to his experience, to his journey, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him and changed his direction 180 degrees, from being someone who could not tolerate to hear the name Shia or to see the Shia into someone who is a scholar in the Shia tradition today, alhamdulillah. This is the gift of Allah. A gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who are sincere. I mentioned the story here last night as a story briefly. When I was leaving, a lady came to me with tears in her eyes, right here at the entrance. She said, I have a similar story. My name used to be Aisha Farooq. Now I am Fatima Farooq. Last night here. So these are gifts. These are gifts, special gifts for special people. And we have to appreciate. Sometimes we take this gift, we who are born Shia, we take this gift for granted. We don't appreciate this gift of Hidayah, of the wilayah of Ahlul Bayt and Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhim afdhalus salatu was salam. Always you have to say, always, every single morning, every single evening before you go to bed, always recite this, Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. This is by invitation only, by invitation to cross these difficult borders, to cross it, these are by invitation only. I know another sheikh from the same city of Mosul who also made this journey to the school of Ahlul Bayt 50 years ago with my father. My father was sent to exile in northern Iraq by that regime at that time, before the Ba'ath came to power in Iraq, that's back in the 60s. So, لَرُبَّ ضَارَّةٍ نَافِعَةٍ. Sometimes you think that something bad is happening to you, but then Allah knows. Allah is designing something good, a good outcome. My father was sent into exile to different cities in northern Iraq to, so they would punish him, keep him away from his family, from his city. They sent him to Zaho, northern Iraq, in Kurdistan. They sent him to Tikrit, and then to Mosul. And there in Mosul, his job is to preach the word of Ahlul Bayt, the message of Ahlul Bayt. So one of the young people there in his early 20s, he was debating with him. He comes from a prominent family in that city. And within a few nights, he found himself to be guided to the school of Ahlul Bayt. He says to me, that man, he tells me the story. Now he's in his 70s, almost 70s. He tells me, when I accepted the school of Ahlul Bayt, for 1 year, I still had some doubt in my heart. That is it really logical that all those people around me, my family, some of them are very learned scholars. They could not find the fact, and I am among hundreds of thousands of people in my city. I am the only one who found the fact. This thing really bothered me a lot. Am I really on the right direction, or I am being misled? He said, although I was Shia, but still I had a residue in my heart, some doubt. So he said, we had a scholar, alim, a pious scholar in the city of Mosul. I decided to go and ask him because I trusted his opinion. This man is a man of God, a pious man, righteous, he has taqwa and wara. I said, let me go to this man and ask him. So I went to the mosque. And I said to him, after the prayers, I did the prayers with him, behind him. After the prayers, I came to him, I said to him, Shaykhana, I'd like to have a private session with you, with no one there. He said, yes, come to my house. So I went with him to my house, to his house. And I said, this session is very confidential. I don't want anyone to know about it. The Shaykh said, yes, my son, what is it? Tell me. He said, I was very hesitant. Should I tell him? He would be mad at me. He would be angry. But I said, this is why I'm here. This is my last resort. I want to know his opinion because I trust him. I said to him, Shaykhana, please don't get angry at me. Allow me to speak. He said, yes, my son, tell me, what is it? Have you done something wrong? I said, no, I haven't done something wrong. But for the last year, 12 months, I changed my madhab to the school of Ahlul Bayt, the Shia. And I just wanted to see whether I did the right thing or the wrong thing. He said, the Shaykh immediately, he stood, he went, he shut the door, he shut the windows, he came back. He said, My son, can you tell me about your family? Who's your father? Who's your grandfather? So I mentioned, my father is this and that and my. So he knew my grandfather, he knew my family very well. He said, I know your family, I know your father very well. I'm going to tell you something, don't share it with anyone. As long as I'm alive, don't share it. My son, what you did is right. The rightful madhab, al-madhab al-haq, huwa madhab ahlul bayt, alayhim afdal salatu wassalam. And I am myself, I am Shia, but I hide it. Nobody knows, because if they know in my community, they will murder me the same day. The same day, they will murder me. So stay on this path. This is the right path. Stay, be strong, be proud, and be assured that what you did is the right gesture. This is what I heard from this sheikh, who is also from Mosul. And now he's in Iraq. Right now he's in Iraq. So, Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. Another story, I prepared something, but I am saying something else. Yeah. I am not reading from my notes, I am reading from my heart now. I conclude with this story because today is Eid al-Ghadir. You know Dr. Masbah al-Durain? He has been here a couple of times, and he was heading the Salafi direction in America, in North America, not just America, but North America. And he tells me, Dr. Duraini, he tells me that I was researching for so many years, quietly. I did not share this with anyone. Secretly and quietly, I was reading and researching. Then I reached a stage that this is the right madhab. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking me to do and to follow. The school of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalus salatu wassalam. But I did not declare that. I was hiding it only between me and my Lord. Nobody knew about it. No one. None in my family, none in my community. Until one day, and I was hesitant, should I say now I am Shia or not? Until one day, I read an article. There is an electronic newspaper. I follow this popular Arabic newspaper. There was an article defaming and attacking the school of Ahlul Bayt. And saying all sorts of this, you know, typical nonsense, that they have different Quran, they are hiding their Quran, they hide their belief that Ali is the messenger, not Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't pray, they don't this, they don't, they face Karbala in their Qibla, is not Kaaba, Karbala. And you know the rest of the cliche that we hear it all the time. He says, I read this article. On that day, Allah gave me the strength, the energy, the wisdom, the power to counter that article. So I started typing that what you are saying, I was rebattling this, the writer of this article. I said to him, this is not true. The Shias are Muslims, they follow the Prophet ﷺ, they follow the guidance of the Prophet, the wasiyyah, the will of the Prophet, and they follow the school of Ahlul Bayt, their Quran is the same Quran, the Kaaba is the same Kaaba, they perform the prayers, this and this and that. And I sent the article. I said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will send this, and they have to publish it, of course. And I asked the editor, I said to him, if you are a real Muslim, you have to publish this response in the same page. So it went. After a few minutes, they published it. Alhamdulillah. Then I realized, oh, and he says, at the end of the article, I said to him, what you said are all wrong accusations, what you said, and I am Dr. Misbah al-Durayni. I am proud to declare أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله وأشهد أن علي ولي الله.
اللهم صل على محمد.
And I sent the article. I sent it. They published it. I realized after few hours that today is the day of 18th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Eid al-Ghadir. He says without a planning. So I knew that this was again a gift. Allah enabled me to defend the truth, to defend justice and the truth, the haqq, the school of Ahlul Bayt on the day of Ghadir. This is 4 years ago. 4 years ago. He says, I'm a newly born person now. At the age of 77, he's a newly born person. And he's right. He's right. Newly born. Because life is not about food. It's not about drinks. It's not about having a house or children. Life, the essence of life, is about following the truth. If you are not following the truth, your life is wasted. Your life is wasted. The day we start counting that this is my real life, the day when we start following the truth and putting the truth, the haqq, above all other considerations. No word of thanks is sufficient, is enough towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this gift that He had bestowed on us. The gift of imama and wilaya. The gift of imama and wilaya. And I have seen those who change. I've seen them. I've seen many of them. Many of them. In America, in Europe, in the Middle East, men, women, how they become devout, how the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt changes their entire being, their entire perspective, their entire life, their entire life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be the true servants, inshallah, of Islam, of the Prophet, of the Holy Quran, and the true servants of the true followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalus salati was salam. Man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammad mata shahida. Mata shahida. A person who dies where his heart embraces the love, the loyalty, and the fellowship of Ahlul Bayt, he is granted the status of a martyr. Shaheed. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I conclude with this hadith on this day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Unwan sahifat al-mu'min hubb Ali ibn Abi Talib." The title of the book, the title of your book. You carry a book. Wa kulla insanin alzamnahu ta'irahu fi unuqih. ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا كتابا يلقاه منشورا. The title of that book is the love you have to carry. If you want your book to be accepted, at the here of the cover has to carry the title حب علي ابن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا، واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه والمستشهدين بين يديه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المذنبة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أجعلتم سقاية الحاج وعمارة المسجد الحرام كمن آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وجاهد في سبيل الله لا يستوون عند الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين، صدق الله العلي العظيم. The pilgrims, the Hujjaj, have alhamdulillah concluded their Hajj to the house of Allah. But this year, the Hajj was marked by tragic events. The Hajj ended on the day of Eid, Eid al-Adha, with sadness, with the loss of the life of many innocent, hundreds of pilgrims, innocent people who had concluded their a'mal on that day, or some of them were on the way to the Jamarat during the unfortunate stampede that is also suspicious, looks suspicious and mysterious. And still the details are not apparent or not very clear until this moment. Even the number of the casualties is not very clear until this moment. Due to the, I would say the least thing is the negligence and the disorganization and the mismanagement of the authorities there. I witnessed that firsthand for more than 20 years. How at the airport you are received very well, and we have to speak the truth, whether it's Jeddah or Medina, but then in the Masha'ar, especially Arafat, Muzdalifah, and Mina, people are considered a herd of sheep, no more than that. This is the way they are treated by the authorities there. Do you know that since 1990, only in the Mash'ar of Mina, only in the area of Mina, 3,500 Hujjaj have lost their life. 3,500 of the pilgrims from 1990 until recently, they lost their life. And even this figure, which was published, declared by the authorities that they are, the casualties are 700, is not a real figure. The figure is much bigger than that. So this is mismanagement. The Saudis, they received many calls from many countries that's let's help you in organizing the Hajj, the A'mal of the Hajj, especially in Mina, in Muzdalifah, in Arafat. But they reject and they insist that they are the only authority, the only power who has the right, an inherent right by God has given to them to organize the Hajj. And yet, this is their mismanagement. They don't learn from their experiences. And what makes the tragedy worse is that they always put the blame on others. Never ever the Saudis, they said, this is our problem. This is our mistake, we admit. Never ever. They are infallible, ma'soom, alhamdulillah. The royal family is very infallible, ma'soom. And always they put the blame. This year they put it on Iranian Hujjaj, African Hujjaj, few years ago on the Indian Hujjaj, before that on the Nigerian Hujjaj, before that I remember back in the 1980s they put the blame on the Yemeni Hujjaj. But alhamdulillah, the Saudi regime is perfect, is very well organized, and they do not accept the responsibility. This has to change. Mecca and Medina belongs to all the Muslims worldwide. It's not part of Saudi Arabia. It's not a private property of Al Saud. This is not their private property. Mecca and Medina, Hijaz, the region of Hijaz, belongs to all Muslims worldwide. So we need an international body of Muslims to run, administer, and manage the Sha'iratul Hajj and the Umrah too, to stop these atrocities and these tragic events that are taking place almost every year. Almost every year. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the shuhada, inshallah, his maghfirah. And this is in the Quran. Inshallah, they are immediately to paradise. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Whoever leaves his house heading muhajir in his trip to Umrah or Hajj, going to perform these rites, and then he dies in the process on the way, he or she would die. فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. What does that mean? Have you seen when you go to a restaurant, to a cafe, and someone says, it's on me, you don't pay, it's on me? Allah says, it's on me. It's on me, I'll pay for you. If you have sins, I will forgive them. Leave it on me. Your trip is on me, you are my guest. فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And of course, if Allah pays, and Allah is very generous when He pays, then the trip will be immediately, the journey will be immediately to Him, back to Him, to His paradise. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. But it is very painful that many people were waiting from Iran, Pakistan, Egypt, other countries, African people, their families, their spouses, their children were waiting for the parents to come back safe after performing the Hajj. You know, the Africans, they save the money. I've seen many of them. His entire life, he spends 50, 60 years saving money, adding these pennies until he can afford going to Hajj. And unfortunately, this is what they receive by the authorities who consider themselves the guardians, custodians of Haramain al-Sharifain. Custodians. Of course, when the custodian, his focus is on bombing Yemen, creating fitna in Syria, in Lebanon, in Iraq, spreading Wahhabism and barbarism and takfirism, of course he has no more time left to focus on the Hajj, to take care of the Hujjaj. Because the priority now is to destroy the Muslims worldwide, to kill the innocents in Yemen, women and children. So there is no more time to organize the Hajj. This is the result. But Allah says, Inna Rabbaka labilmirsad. And I am sure, my friends, my brothers and sisters, the days of Al Saud are numbered, inshallah. Their days are numbered. Their days are numbered, and you will see inshallah, you will witness with your families during these coming months and years how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take revenge for hundreds of thousands, rather millions of innocent people who were butchered and killed by the money, the weapon which was sent by this corrupt regime. Today, Saudi Arabia is building alliance with Israel. The strongest allies of Saudi Arabia in the whole world is the state of Israel. And this is, subhanallah, عَاقِبَةُ السُّوءِ ثُمَّ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُ السُّوءَ أَنْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he writes damnation for someone, he makes the end of his journey bad and terrible, and this is what we see happening to them, and they deserve it because Allah gave them many chances to fix themselves, but they rejected because they have no faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My friend, we're going to have tonight, inshallah, there is a series of programs and celebrations for Eid al-Ghadir al-Aghar. Tonight the youth, they are having their own program at 7:30, inshallah. Invite the young generation to attend here. They have a good program, prepared a very good program for the young generation, the future leaders. So invite them to be here tonight. And tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to have our celebration at Mason Regional Park.
Sunday.
Tomorrow we're going to have the celebration here at the masjid, inshallah, at 6:45. 6:45 we will begin the salat, inshallah, and immediately after the salat we're going to have the program. And as I mentioned, the guest speaker is Samahat Sheikh Ali Al-Farooq, previously known as Umar Al-Farooq. So, inshallah, we are happy to receive him and to listen to him and to find out what make him come to the right path, inshallah. He will be our keynote speaker tomorrow evening. So I really invite you, وَأَدْعُوا الْجَارِيَ الْعَرَبِيَّ أَيْضًا أَن تُشَارِكْ فِي احْتِفَالِ الْغَدِي, inshallah. So all of you are invited to participate. And on Sunday, inshallah, we're going to have this Eid carnival at Mason Regional Park, shelter number 1. That is Sunday, inshallah, beginning at 8 a.m. 11, okay, 11 a.m. and ending at 5 p.m. inshallah. I'm so excited, so I will go at 8 a.m. So there is a variety of activities and programs for the youth, for the adult, for men, for women, for the children. Try to bring the entire family and invite your neighbors, your Muslim and non-Muslim friends that you have, to share with us this beautiful occasion. One last thing before I leave the podium, and that is the launching of Ahlul Bayt Islamic Seminary of California. Ahlul Bayt, which was a long due. This was a dream that we had to establish the seminary, the Islamic studies. And if you want more details, the program will begin the first day is November 9th, inshallah. It will be for 12 weeks. This is the first semester. And registration ends October 31st, and you can go to this website, very easy, www.aisoc.org. That is the website for Ahlul Bayt Islamic. This is the very first Shia Islamic seminary in the state of California, and we have prepared a variety of lessons such as ilm al-fiqh, ilm al-usul, the legal theory, ulum al-Qur'an, ilm al-hadith, Arabic literature, theology, aqa'id, logic, and akhlaq, and many other lessons, inshallah. And the minimum age is 20 years old. The maximum is 99.9 for men and women, inshallah. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, wal-muslimina wal-muslimat, الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين والمؤمنين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ثبتنا على ولاية أمير المؤمنين، اللهم لا تخرجنا من الدنيا حتى ترضى عنا. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في سوريا ولبنان وفي اليمن وفي سائر بلاد الإسلام. اللهم عجل في فرج سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء. And also to the soul of those Hujjaj who passed away in Mina, for their souls, ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.